This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
888-808-1019. Mark's in Oceanside. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, buddy. Before I get to the Mets, I want to tell you about teenagers in sports.
Yep.
Before I retired, I was a therapist, and a lot of my patients were children.
Mm-hmm.
It is not unusual for a child to have so much pressure on them in the teenage years from a parent, usually the dad, that they're very good in a sport, that they become depressed and don't want to play anymore because all the joy of playing the game is sucked out by the parent who says, "What do you mean? You can't go ice skating. You're a soccer player. What do you mean you want to go play with your friends and hang out with your friends and go to the movies? No, no, we have to go to practice again. We have to bring in a special coach."
Yep.
It's 24/7 of pressure, and the joy of the sport and the game is just taken out for the kid.
I believe
it. And it was a battle in therapy with some of the... Usually the mother was the more reasonable
one. Well, she's trying to get it stabilized, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I just wanted to share that.
I'm sure. I've seen some of it. I hear you.
Okay, but having seen it in my office, it was really totally different. Anyway, getting back to the Mets, I have to disagree with you on Mendoza. I think he's done a pretty good job as of last year. I think the real blame has to be on the Stearns. By the way, he hired Mendoza, so if there is blame, blame Stearns for hiring Mendoza. Stearns has not made, I can't see more than one quality move he's made. He has signed the Frankie Montas, Stanek, Siri, Winker, Blackburn,
Minter,
Manning. And now his latest stud to bring in is this guy, Cedric Mullins.
Cedric. Yeah, I got you.
Cedric Mullins. Mm-hmm. Harrison Bader was out there, who's a much better all-around player. Much better.
Harrison Bader, come on.
Harrison Bader's a better fielder. I mean, he's just not, I'm not saying he's great.
Yep.
But, you know, we have a good fielding center fielder who can't hit the ball at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to bring in somebody. Mullins, come on. He was hitting like 210, 215.
Yeah, but he was hot when they got him.
Okay, and he's not a good outfielder.
He's okay. That play, by the way, I'm going to let you finish, Mark. That play last night, I mean, you guys make it seem like it was a looping line. I mean, that ball, that was a tough ball that's going away. It's got spin. That was not an easy play. You guys are making it seem easy. That was not an easy play for Mullins. I'm not saying he took the best route, but that was a tough play.
Okay, agreed. But he's not an answer. And I would challenge you to tell me what Stearns has done. By the way, he wants to run Alonso out of town. I looked last night. I think Alonso is first or second in baseball in RBIs.
He's
you
up
take
there.
Him out of that Met lineup.
Yeah.
He has 99. Maybe he could have half check.
Yep.
Whether he's first or second in baseball.
He's right there, either or. Yep.
He's got 99 in mid-August.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have about a buck 20, 30.
If he's so
yeah.
awful, yeah. if he's so awful, and we know he's flawed, BT.
Yep.
We know he's not a perfect player.
Yep.
But he brings a lot to the table. He's a threat. Every time this man comes to play, he is a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have him, Soto would never see a pitch. They'd walk him every
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I know.
Who are you going to put behind him? Jeff McNeil?
No,
Brandon
stop.
Nemo?
McNeil, come on. Nemo.
Who's there?
Nobody. It's part of the problem.
So then, but Stearns wants to get rid of him. He can't wait. He tried to push him out last year.
Yeah. I mean, I good call, Mark. Thank you, buddy. I don't know if he tried to push him out. Because that started before Stearns got here. That was not Stearns who was the general manager when the Mets and the Brewers had exploratory conversations. And probably even past that like basic stage. I mean, I don't know exactly as they say inside the 5-yard line. I don't know to how to characterize it. But they were talking, and Stearns was in Milwaukee. So, I mean, listen, Pete Alonso's a flawed player. Right now, Pete's like the least of their issues. I think everybody knows that. But it's still a complex negotiation for all the reasons that I've said for years with Pete. You know, and you guys know them by now. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan, of course, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Andrew's in Sterling, New Jersey. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Listen, this youth sports thing. Listen, I coached all of my kids. I have four children. Okay. I coached all of them in lacrosse. And from my experience, and they all played travel lacrosse in the summer and had a lot of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that any sport, and I believe this is true, the kids that are the elite, the ones that none of them played any college lacrosse, not because they couldn't do it, but that the schools that they were offering them to play
yeah.
were less than their academic
gotcha.
Ability.
Yep,
so
understood.
So why would you do it?
Yeah,
so
understood.
Why would you do it?
Understood.
So, but I believe that kids and people, you are born with that natural athleticism
mm-hmm.
or not.
Yeah.
You're just not.
I agree.
Like if you're playing lacrosse and you got great stick skills, but you can't run, you're out.
Going nowhere.
You know, you have to have the whole package.
I'm with you.
You know, you have to have the speed, the agility, the athleticism, whether it's baseball, lacrosse, I don't care what you play. The wrestling,
yep.
it's all the same.
Yeah, well.
You're either born with it or not.
Well, but hold on,
now,
Andrew. Hold on one sec, bud. I'm with you in large part, but I think that you're missing one important piece of the conversation. Like, so I'll stick with lacrosse. Now, my son's best friend is an outstanding lacrosse player. His dad coaches lacrosse. So I've never played. He doesn't play, but I've learned it more as I've gotten older. And it's a great sport. It's fierce. It's fast. All that stuff. Now, you're saying, like, if you can't run, but you can handle, you're done. Well, okay. But here's the nuance. If you're slightly, I'm talking about what you're born with, the tools, right? If you're slightly above average speed and you're a great stick handler and you work your ass off, you can play at Princeton or Hopkins or Carolina or Virginia. Like, it doesn't have to be like slow as dirt, great stick handler, fast as a gazelle, great stuff. Like, the hard work can get you from average to slightly above or slightly above average to, you know, good.
I agree. As long as you don't torture them along the way, you know.
Yeah,
the
obviously.
Previous caller with the guy who was a therapist, you know. As long as you don't torture them along the way. My kids played, you know, summer lacrosse, travel. You know, it was all about the fun. I didn't really, and I played lacrosse in high school. I'm an old Long Islander guy, so it was part of our, you know, in the seventh grade. They gave you a stick and they said, okay, it's time to learn how to play lacrosse.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going back, you know, I graduated 77.
Well, hold on now. Okay, well, I love it. No, but hold on, how old are your kids now? Just tell me the ages, quick.
Oh, they're all, they're between 28 and 31.
Okay, 28 and 31. I thought they were going to be a little bit older. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Good perspective. Now, I would say, though, a 28-year-old boy, young woman or adult, male or female at this point, it's immaterial. But if you're 28, 29, 30, 31, I can promise you that they had a different experience growing up than if you were 8 or 9 or 10 now. I can promise it has gotten much worse. Not even close. Good call. Thank you. Let me get Geza in Middletown. What's going on? BT and Sound Love Fame. Hey.
How you doing?
First of all,
I want to commend you for talking about the youth sport thing. I think it's a great topic. I'm older than you. I'm about 70. I went to high school in Bloomfield in the early 70s.
Okay.
And our big rival was Montclair.
There you go.
Yogi's younger son, Dale.
Dale.
Was a star athlete. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you know baseball.
Yeah, he played for the Yankees, Dale, and the Pirates. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And he, you know, we were on an online internet thing for Rutgers football, of all things. And somebody asked him about what Yogi told him about playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew the money was in baseball. And Dale played hockey and football. Yogi said, "Hey, look, if you enjoy it, you play it." So, there's an example of a guy that obviously made a lot of money as a professional in baseball. Took his chances.
Well, so, I think there's two games to think about. I also have this thought that, like, I think, unless you are just a lunatic, I think that the more the parent accomplished, like somebody like Yogi Berra, I'm going to take Jeter. All right, so Jeter's got, three daughters and a little boy? I think he's got four now. So if you're Derek Jeter, 3,500 hits, you know, a ton of championships, stud, Hall of Famer, I think you're probably pushing them less because I think you just, number one, you know more, and you also understand that there's an age where it's going to really matter more. Whereas, you know, if you were a good player in high school, you might be a little more motivated, like, if I was a little bit better, I could have played college. Or even in my instance, if I was a little bit better, I could have played pro instead of college. Like, I just think that the more you achieve, you're comfortable with it. So probably the less you squeeze, if that makes sense. Not everybody. You know, that's obviously a fairly broad generalization. But and with baseball, although you see it now in basketball, too. Like, I see a lot of these IG shorts, and some of these kids, 7, 8 years old, dude, they handle the ball like Steve Nash. It's insane. And that's not just coming from going to the park like we used to or going to shoot in your backyard. That is hour upon hour of repetition and drill and drill. These handles are sick. Sometimes I'll just get on a rabbit hole run where, I don't know, this little white kid, I don't know his name, He's got to be 8. He's pulling up from 23. I mean, he's yo-yoing everybody. He honestly looks like a combination of Steve Nash and Steph Curry. It's crazy. Now, how tall is he going to be? How much does he love basketball? I don't know. Right now, he's amazing. And I think that everybody thinks that at that point, you know, when he's 12, he's going to be amazing. When he's 15, he's going to be amazing. When he's 17, he's going to be a Duke. When he's 18, he's going to be the first pick. Don't work that way. I mean, that's amazing. It's already a couple of years now where we've done this. Going back to the Doink and Goldust. And what were we this year? I was Brother Love. And Sal
was Papa Shango.
You were, yes. You pulled it off.
I did.
I looked weird. First of all, I had the wrong red. My hair looked awful. It's hard to get slicked back hair, so I tried.
Especially when you don't have any hair.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. A little NFL talk on the Fan brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Can't wait. Visit ParamountPlus.com today/NFL. To get started today. Now, not the biggest of deals. Number one, he's not the starter. And number two, I don't think it's incredibly, it's not long term. You know, unlike like when Zach Wilson was here and how paramount it was to make sure you had a veteran starter behind him, not that they did a really good job with that either, but that was one of the talking points. All right, so Tyrod Taylor, as you guys know, if you're a Jets fan, had his knee scoped, and he's out.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Obviously out the rest of preseason. They deem it, quote, hopefully ready for week one. I mean, listen, obviously the season doesn't hinge on the availability of Tyrod Taylor. However, very curious to see where this goes. You know, Justin Fields does run a lot, which means he's putting himself in harm's way of oncoming defenders. But, you know, C.J. Beathard and Nathan Peterman are the two guys they worked out. I'm not knocking the Jets process here, but that just tells you, like, it's slim pickings. I mean, some teams don't have a good starter. The Jets are going to find a good backup just in case Tyrod's not ready. No, that's not realistic here. So you got to hope that, you know, the prognosis here is on the money and that he's ready for week one. And even if he's 50-50, maybe you roll the dice and Fields plays the whole game and then he's ready for week two, God forbid, if you need him. But, you know, I'm curious if anybody's going to get cut over the next week or two that would be of interest to the Jets here. And you say Jameis. Oh, that's right. You did say that. Good job. Now, I said a while ago, that's a good call, Rami, where if I'm the Giants, just to get them into it for a sec, you know, obviously Russell's the starter. And if Jackson Dart distinguishes himself the way he has, at least so far, and continues to play well and doesn't look overwhelmed, and the Giants, not me, the Giants, are comfortable with him being the number two, well, at that point, you just got to cut Jameis Winston and say, hey, Jameis, we're going to do right by you. Go find the situation that's good for you. And I think that they would probably do that because it makes no sense. I don't want to see Jackson Dart play this year unless maybe it's like, you know, Giants are getting mopped and you give him a series and you hand it off a few times just to get his feet wet, get in a stadium, get on a, you know, feel the speed, feel the spotlight. Or even if the Giants are having either a really good or a really bad season and it's at the end of the year, you know, you let him mop up second half or even give him a start, throw him a bone at the end of the year. But I don't really need to see him play this year. But I do need to get him some reps in practice. And my point's always been, if Jameis is number two and Jackson's number three, what valuable repage, if you will, is he really going to get as Russell, the starter, is getting ready for whomever they're playing week to week, Jameis is the backup, and then Dart. I mean, you're getting a scrap. You're getting film, sure, okay, but you got to get some live bullets. Not that you're going to get hit during, I mean, unless you're the Bengals and you're hitting Joe Burrow like a bunch of idiots. That was crazy. By the way, Joe Burrow, did you see the video of Burrow? See, this is what bothers me about some of these guys. Joe Burrow strikes me as, I want to say weird. That's not fair. But definitely, and he's amazing, not really the kind of quarterback vibe that I'm looking for. I want a geek. I want a guy who's just immersed in film, no social media nonsense, not looking to be Hollywood, not walking around with blonde hair when he's not blonde, and wacky suits when he walks into the stadium. I want Peyton. I want Eli. I want Tom. Those are the guys that I want. I want Mahomes. And the other night, and that was late, so I'm sure he was drunk, but that's no excuse. He's walking out of a club or a bar. It's like 2-something in the morning. I don't know if they were kids, but they were younger. And they approached him for an autograph, and he was a complete ass to him. I understand that, you know, what's caught on camera, or you have one bad moment. You know, I hate to keep referencing this, but I've coached 400 games. I get thrown out of one. Everybody thinks I'm a tyrant. No. I've had 399 games where I was incredibly well-intentioned. Actually, 400. I just had a moment that was not great, and I'm not proud of. But the point being, if we're going to judge everybody by a moment that's not optimal, then that's not really fair. So I'm not looking to do that. But yeah, I've even watched the Netflix series with Joe. He is amazing, but he's got a little bit of a diva-ish vibe that the best quarterbacks usually don't have. But anyway, just to wrap it up with the football stuff, we'll see if anybody shakes free. I don't even know if they're going to need him. Tyrod very well might be ready for week one, but we'll see. All right, let's get back to you guys here. James in North Arlington, New Jersey. What's up, James?
Well, thank you for taking my call. This is a great topic, especially when, you know, I keep talking about the Mets and the Yankees. Well, my son, he starts swimming in fifth grade, and he joined two club teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did okay at the club level. Then he swam at private Catholic. He did all right. But then when he saw his ability was, it was pretty good, but he realized, you know, and Daddy was very realistic, but he realized when younger people started beating him, like, even though he was on the varsity, he saw how good some other swimmers were.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it was great swimming in high school. I'm going to find a good college to go to. He went to Vermont, and he's really enjoying up there in Vermont. He's learned how to snowboard. Nice. But he never regretted swimming, but he also knew he wasn't going to make the Olympics. And I think sometimes parents try to convince the kid that he's better than he is, and you can't be any worse than that. And I like what you're talking about, because you have to let the kid be as good as he can be, but then you can't make believe or try to convince him that he's going to be in the Olympics.
Man, I think you hit on something really good there, James, and thanks for the call. I mean, listen, you know, a lot of kids, which is another issue that I'm not going to start preaching about now, but too many kids who are young have phones. And what are you doing? I mean, you do what you got to do, but we're not doing that yet in our house. There's enough things you got to worry about with school and this and that. So, because when you're on a phone, invariably, you see things you shouldn't see. I'm just not a big believer in that. So, before they need to have it. But you see some of these presentations for, and I'm not saying I never do it. Like the other day, my son was at Yankee Stadium with three of his buddies, right? They had a clinic. And, you know, Aaron Boone came out and Cruz was there and they were on the field and they were hitting. And they weren't hitting on the dirt, and they're young, so they're not coming. They were close to a home run, but they had like a tee up, and they were doing like different three 20-minute sessions. Like, so one was throwing, one was fielding, one was hitting. And on the hitting one, it was a tee, and it was like behind second base on the grass, and the tee was pointing towards center field. And, you know, the kids could, if you can reach, you know, you knock them in the seats, have a little fun. Yeah, of course, I put that on Facebook. It's a good thing. But a lot of parents make their children seem really as if they are the next Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Tiger, whatever, the Shambo, whatever sport, Mike Trout, Ohtani, Judge. And the ultimate barometer is, yo, you're going to get on a field, and no matter what mommy or daddy tweets or posts or says or thinks, you're either going to sink or you're going to swim. On your own volition. You're either good enough or you're not. Now, the other thing, too, and this came up a few times, like, and this is a personal preference thing. So, and I can only use myself as an example, like, okay, so I was good enough to play at Marist, not good enough to be really good, but good enough to play D1, whatever. But say if I wasn't good enough to play D1, and D1's a big commitment, you know, off-season lifting and getting up early and running and study hall and 58 games, I loved it. Wish I could be there forever, you know, I just couldn't. But if I wasn't good enough to, say, play at a Marist or a C...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Indiana or a Wagner. I'm thinking of other D1 schools in the area, somewhat. An FDU, like that kind of Cal. St. Peter's, that was kind of my, I wasn't good enough to play above that, is my point. But if I was like, say if I had a D2 school that wanted me to play, and the academics matched where I was at that point, I understand why, and I get this, and it doesn't resonate with me because I was the exact opposite. I played until they basically took the bat and the ball and the uniform away from me. I just loved it so much. But some kids don't, and I do get this, which wasn't me. Hey, I'm going to go to Clemson, like all-county soccer. My wife, this actually applied to. Great soccer player in Texas, right? But she went to Alabama because she wanted to go to a big school. She could have gone to other schools and played soccer in college. She didn't want to because they weren't big schools. So if you have like a very good academic school that's D2, D3, you know, 3,500 students, 4,000, smaller school, liberal arts, beautiful campus, and you're getting a chance to play D2 or D3, some kids just don't want to make that commitment, and which I don't get, but I do get. Like, I get it conceptually, I just don't get it for me. I wasn't wired that way. All right, I'm not going to donate all or designate all this time for something where it's not even D1. I get that. But then there are others who just want to play, like me, until you can't play anymore. I get it. And at that point, obviously, the young, you know, male or female high school senior is of their own mind, and you've got to let them make the decision. I was on my golf trip last week. Personal example, not about me and my buddy Mitch, right? Down in Virginia. Daughter, phenomenal field hockey player. And there was a thought that, like, she went to the Indiana camp. She was invited to go. Big Ten, all right? Not good enough to get a full ride, not even good enough to get an absolute scholarship, like preferred walk-on, you guys know. And that means sometimes good and sometimes bad. But she didn't really want to do it. But she's a great student, like her dad and mom. And she's looking at very other, like much smaller schools. And she's not going to play. And I get it, you know, and I'm sitting there and we were, you know, on the deck and we're having beers. I'm like, man, aren't you going to miss it? Like, man, I like have a chance to play. He's like, yeah, of course I'm going to miss watching her, but I get it. She doesn't want to play anymore. The kid's going to know. Just like they're going to know if they're good enough. But it's just crazy. And if you're saying, what are you talking about? This is all from the Little League World Series that, you know, even Howie jumped in. Kid last night for Taipei was throwing 82, which led to the, you know, the isolation of specialization and isolation of sports and pushing too hard and all that stuff. So that's what we're doing.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Let me get Mad Mike. He's down in Charlotte on the free Odyssey app. Mr. Madman, how are you doing today, sir?
E.T., I'm doing well. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's cooking?
Man, I totally agree with you. With this team, I'm done. I have no hope, all right? These pitchers are terrible. Stearns has created this pitching problem by bringing in these nobodies. It's just a big letdown. It's a big joke. And my comment about Montas and Blackburn.
Yeah.
Instead of sending them to the bullpen, they need to send them to the unemployment office and get rid of them. Get them out of here.
Yeah, they're bad.
We have no use for them.
There you go. All right, well, that was that. And no use for them. I will say one thing about the Met fan right now. Not quite as brave as he was before the season started. Oh, man. Not that the Yankee fans got a ton to puff their chest out about. But Yankee fans really weren't puffing out the chest before the season. It was barrage of, you know, Met stuff. I wish I had a nickel for every copium tweet that I like. The, you know, that copium thing. What's the word I'm looking for? Like a GIF or whatever. Copium photo, the cartoon. Have some copium. No, I'm fine. Soto's gone. I told you that. I wanted him. I was honest. And then the day that you got him, I told Sal, congrats, you won. And let's go to plan B. There's been points this year plan B's look pretty good. There's been points this year where plan B looks as if it's a colossal fail. And now, I will say this. I don't even have time to get into this guy. I do want to get back to the calls and bang in a few before I get out of here. 888-808-1019. But I saw an article. Maybe Heyman. And I guess, off the record, it wasn't sourced, but obviously he asked the right people. Hey, if you can do the Soto thing over, meaning the Yankees can get him. And I answered this from my perspective before. My answer would be no. But if the Yankees could get him back, would they do it? And I don't know if it was the consensus or if it was one person. The answer was no, right? But now, apparently, according to Heyman, the Mets have a new target, Bellinger. And I'm just going to lay it out very calmly here because there's nothing to overreact to yet. But if I love Bellinger, he is a throwback ball player. If the Yankees allow Bellinger to go to Queens this offseason, you think I flipped out with the unkillable stuff? It's going to be a different kind of flip out, but I will flip out. It cannot happen again. That's it. I'm going to stay calm because I don't think it will. Bellinger's a ball player. Let me get Michelle in West Haven, Connecticut. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm trying to make this quick for you.
Good. Why is everybody in such a rush? Everybody.
Well, no, I don't want to tie you up.
It's all good.
Okay. I have a daughter that was an elite athlete.
Yep.
They told me, like, when she was six that she was going to play professional soccer and get a scholarship.
No, hold on. I got it because we're going to have a conversation. Who told you at six? What, a coach?
Coaches. because I mean, I didn't know anything about soccer.
I got
when
you.
When I grew up, there was no soccer.
Yeah, I got you. And that's Michelle, hold on. That's one of the things I'm talking about. Yeah, to say that at a six-year-old is ridiculous. Go ahead, please. I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. But she loved the game.
Yep.
I never had to make her to go to practice, even if she missed some stuff.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to go to every single practice. She studied videos of the greatest goals. You know, she just, it was the love of her life, okay?
Yep.
She got a full ride to Penn State.
Nice. Wow.
She broke all the Big Ten record scoring.
Well, so maybe that coach was right. Gee, I got to take it back.
Played 12 years professional.
He was right.
At 41, wait a minute, at 41, she's still playing and coaching. Her team in the WPSL, which like is a semi-pro kind of thing, because she retired from professional at 40, you know.
Of course.
And just won the national championship. First year in the league, she got Offensive Player of the Year, Co-Coach of the Year, and her organization got Organization of the Year.
Okay.
And she coaches like 16-year-olds.
Love it.
She did an assistant coach stint at Yale, but the parents now, like you were saying, or a caller was saying, unbelievable, the text and the email she gets.
Yep.
From parents.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
It's bad. Unbelievable. Yeah, I've heard horror stories. Michelle, it's a great story. Thank you. And wow, I mean, talk about, here I am mocking the coach when she's 6 years old, saying the coach said you're going to be a pro. She was. Jeez. But that's the outlier. That's the point. I have not done this once, but I know a lot of people who have. Like a lot of the teams, especially the higher level clubs, they have a rule, right? Don't text the coach until like 24-hour cool down. You got a question about where your daughter's playing, your son's batting, pitching. Don't hit me up. Give me a day. Give you a day. Give me a day. And if there's a legitimate concern and you present it the right way, then we could talk about this as an adult because you're paying money and, you know, you certainly deserve an answer. I haven't once sent that text or that email. Like, I can't imagine doing that. Now, I would probably choose to just have a conversation if there needed to be a conversation, like in a very good way. But I have heard horror stories about parents. Like, there's just this disillusionment that everybody thinks that their kid's the absolute best. And that's just, there's only one best, you know, in each sport, each age. Obviously, it's all relative, but it's bonkers. Let me get Nick in Westchester, BT and Sal. What's going on, Nick?
How's it going? I just wanted to, you had a caller on before. I love this discussion about youth sports. It's like very important, I think, and interesting. And you pushed back a little bit. He made a claim that you're either born with it or you're not.
Yep.
And I just vehemently disagree with that.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a bunch of great examples. The shining bright one that's in our faces every winter is Jalen Brunson.
Oh, it's a good one. It's phenomenal. That's a great one.
When you think about, and it's all relative, obviously, he had, you know, the support and the tools, but it's really, for him to be considered a top 10 player in the NBA with his physical capabilities is just proof that, you know, hard work really does win out in the end. There's also an
incredible
book. Not all the time.
Not for me, it didn't.
Not all the time. 100%.
But I hear you.
But it's different now with all the tools that kids have, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a really, really phenomenal book called Talent is Overrated, written by this guy, Jeff Colvin. And it really just goes into, like, empirical studies, scientific data of just, you know, time on task over time and improving. But one thing that you mentioned that is really, really important, and again, my brother was a Division I athlete.
You got to speed it up, Nick. The show's almost over. God, I don't mean to be rude. Go ahead, real quick.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But basically, he played professional sports overseas in Spain. Same thing. The thing that book I've seen anecdotally in my life is that joy is the most important thing when you're putting in this time.
I get it.
It's elusive. It's not going to work out.
I'm with you. But it's not as easy as it sounds, because a lot of the joy is stripped away because of the pressures of all the things that we discussed, which is the entire point of this conversation.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.